Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Ow!
Living in America. That's the godfather of soul, the late, great James Brown. Welcome back. 7 to the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me on Memorial Day. No business today, really. We're talking about we're commemorating and celebrating and thanking those who paid the last full measure on behalf of you and me for to protect our. You know, Bob Dylan Schneider, by the way, folks, is our guest and our longtime friend. DylanSchneiderGroup.com is his website. He's a great long-term member of our Brain Trust and one of the great business leaders of America for much of the 20th century and all this part of this much of the 21st century. Bob, thanks again for being here.
Great to be here, Jim. Thank you.
When we think, let's talk about the leadership going forward, because what's past is past, right? I mean, those who died protecting our freedom and liberty, that's what I think about more than freedom is liberty, Bob. Freedom is from God. Liberty is a contract you and I give to each other. And we protected our ability to give each other those liberties. Those people, they're already gone. There's nothing we can do about them. But you have sons. I have grandsons who could be called up one day. Do you think America is going to be going to war 20 years from now, and we're going to be we'll be adding. I wish you could see the list of, you have seen this, the list of all the people who died in all the different conflicts. You think we'll have more of these?
Unfortunately, I think we will, because we're the policemen of the world today, and nobody else is going to pick up that job. And if that job is not addressed, people like Putin and Assad in Syria, the Chinese now, and the North Koreans, they're going to do something. And that's not going to be good for the world. So we're going to have to be out there, and we're going to have to be doing something. I would look at North Korea as a place to consider next.
The problem with North Korea is if they do something, it'll be incredibly stupid. One, I mean, it'll be really dangerous.
Dangerous. I would hate to be in South Korea right now.
And the Iranians too.
Everybody's looking on.
Who's going to go first, Iran or South or North Korea?
That's a great question. Everybody's living on the edge of a knife right now. I look for the 28-page report coming out.
Tell the audience what that is. Tell them what the 28-day report is.
The 28-day report is a report that has been kept under lock and key by Congress that goes into the real reasons behind 9/11. Mm-hmm. The speculation is it's going to indict the Saudis big time and the Saudi money men big time. But, Jim, I would also look for an October surprise, whether I'm Russian, Chinese, North Korean, Iranian, Syrian, or any of the other wonderful places.
Some kind of a world event is what you're talking about?
A terrorist event in the United States. Something that changes the election. So I think the leaders of those countries are looking at our election second by second, gauging what they're going to do. And mm-hmm. I think the people are in place right now to do it. So it's going to be a dangerous time.
Well, you know, one of the ways that in my opinion, in the way I see the world right now, myself, Bob, is the only way to prevent our sons and daughters from being pushed into harm's way and maybe giving their lives on the level that we've seen in the past conflicts. The only way to prevent that is through strength for those who might cause trouble. To be convinced that if America gets involved, they will rue that day.
Strength is the game, and I think we have to identify, and hopefully others will identify, leadership in various countries that is unassailable, that does the right thing, that says to its people, let's not get involved in corruption, let's not get involved in war, let's treat people fairly, let's give people a democratic and a proper approach.
Isn't that what we should expect from any president? Isn't that job one of any president to let other people know, we have the ability to make you pay for whatever you may do?
That's exactly right, and that's exactly what job one is. And a tough president should stand up and do that rather than put money in his coffers so when he escapes at the end of his term, he goes to Switzerland.
Right. But you're talking about the bad guy on the other end. Well, I wish President Obama had been a stronger president in that way. I hope that the next president will be.
I certainly hope so.
And we should be asking those questions and measuring the candidates based on that, shouldn't we? Especially thinking about that here on this Memorial Day, Bob.
This is a tough game out there. I wish everybody well, the moms and dads and brothers and sisters, those we lost.
Thank you, Bob, for being here. Bob Dinnerstein, ladies and gentlemen, a great American.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you very much.
We'll have Bob get back again another day real soon. We don't want to lose his counsel for very long. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you that whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is beautiful and good and worthy of praise, think on these things.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.